Right, so the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis discusses the Sof Zman Hadalaka.
Yes.
It talks about when is the last time to light Hanukkah candles.
Yeah. Sorry, may I break here? Please,
sure
this,
can.
Let me interrupt anybody else. The thing that Shabbos is that there's no Masechta called Hanukkah, and people can argue why that is. Okay, am I right?
Right, so yes, the reason okay. why, so there is, even though we have a Masechta Megillah on Purim,
yeah, we don't have
there is no Masechta Hanukkah. Yeah, we could discuss different reasons why not. Yes, but yes. Interesting enough, some like to say that there are more shtickel Torahs written on the three blad in Hanukkah. First of all, why is it in Shabbos? Because the Gemara in the second parak talks about which oils, which wicks are good for Shabbos candles. So once it's talking about Shabbos candles, it links into Hanukkah candles.
Right, I see, okay. Yes.
So then it goes for about three, four blad. It has in Yoni Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Megillah has a whole Masechta, yet there's more shtickel Torahs on Hanukkah because really, it's very misleading.
Right.
It's true there is a whole Masechta Megillah, but only the first parak is on Purim, and it's only in the first and most of the parak or a lot of it is all Agadata.
And what are the other parakim?
The other parakim deal with, if I recall, one deals with Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis. One deals with Kriyas HaTorah, and one deals with Tefillah. So therefore, even though that's why there's actually more like, there could be more Svarim, Rina on those couple of blad of Hanukkah, because there really isn't, even though there's a whole Masechta, there's not that much more there.
Yes.
The Gemara doesn't give us a time, like, it doesn't say you have until, you have the whole night to light candles. It gives it, Or you have to stop by Chatzos. It says a time Achatichla Rego Min Hashuk.
Right.
When there's no one left on the street. That's why Rashi writes over there, who are we talking about? So the Rashi has a big chiddush, not everyone agrees with, that those were the non-Jewish workers, the last people on the street, which some want to say the implication according to Rashi is that one could fulfill the mitzvah persume nisa even with Goyim. So that's a point of contention, but it is mashman that way from that Rashi. In contrast, no one would suggest by Megillah's Esther that, you know, everyone agrees you need Jews. You have to do it barabim, you know, but persume nisa.
Mm-hmm.
But that, so either way, the Gemara says, Ashatichla rego min hashuk. So there's a whole, so in turn, what does that mean in real life? So obviously, maybe in different places, Tichel Regom and Ashuk could be different, but whatever Tichel Regom and Ashuk meant, according to the Rambam, that was li'ikuva, that was an obstacle. Once you miss Tichel Regom and Ashuk, it's over. Like whenever that, you know, whatever it means, 30 minutes after sunset, 2 hours, you know, 25 minutes, whatever. We could discuss what time it actually was,
yeah.
But whatever time it is, whenever that time was, that was it. Once you miss that time, you can no longer, again, we're talking about Bisman HaGemara.
Yes.
We're talking about during the time of the Gemara.
Yes.
The Rashba disagrees and says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says in Megillah that a mitzvah during the day is Kol Hayom,
mm-hmm.
and a mitzvah at night is Kol HaLayla. So what are you talking about? So same thing here. It's true, it's best to light before Tichel Regom and Ashuk, but if you haven't, but if there's no one left on the street, then why not light after? Why is it different than any other mitzvah?
Yes. See, where's this Mishnah that says Kol HaYom and Kol HaLayla?
The Mishnah in Megillah, Maseches Megillah.
Oh, in Megillah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not just referring to Megillah, it's talking about all mitzvahs.
Generally, yeah. Yes.
That's just where it is. So yes. It seems to be a fundamental machlokes, the Rashba and the Rambam on Bizman HaGemara, if you miss Tichla Rego Min Hashuk, can you light afterwards? According to the Rambam, the good news is there are 7 more days of Hanukkah, so therefore if you missed it, but you can still catch it another night. And according to the Rashba, no, when you miss it. Of course, if you're asking me beforehand, should you light before Tich? Of course I tell you to light before. But if you're telling me you come to me now and it's ready, you already missed it, then I tell you to light after. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. So perhaps we could suggest as follows, that we know there's two, that will be the question, is it all one thing or it's independent points? But the two aspects to the mitzvah, at least, is you need the act of kindling, the Maisa Hadlaka, mm-hmm. obviously you need to light the candle, and then apparently there's a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, as the Gemara tells us in many places, but in Purim, in Megillah, in Shabbos, Nashim Chayavos, B'ner Chanukah, Sha'afein Hayu Ba'osa Anes. Women are also involved in the miracle of Ner Chanukah, because they were involved in the miracle. According to some, they were the main people, whether primary or secondary, they were involved. So the question is, what other places do we have that?
Involved, I would say Purim.
Yeah. Now, where else does the Gemara say women are chayav because they were involved in the miracle?
Good
question.
I would guess Pesach because they kept the Jewish separation.
Which part of Pesach?
Leading up to the fact.
The Dawud Kosos, right. Right, so the Gemara says, by Nir Chanukah, Megillas Esther, and Dawud Kosos, women are obligated because they are also involved in the miracle.
Those all
represent Pirsumei Nisa.
Well, just to back up a bit on that, what were the three things at each time that the women did specially?
Yes, that's, well, they said, B'schus Nashim Sidkani, as we got redeemed from Mitzrayim, they kept the husbands going by...
Oh, yes, by making themselves beautiful.
Yeah, by Purim, it was Esther, and then by Chanukah... Also, you know, with the dairy and stuff.
Chanukah, just...
Like with Yehudis and stuff.
Oh, yes, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so each one. So that's the discussion whether they were primary or secondary, but they're definitely chayav and involved.
Okay.
So,
Thank you. So, okay.
Right, so the question is, The question is, so when Chazal set up the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah, did they set up, you have a regular mitzvah to light candles, and then independently, you have a mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa. What do I say? No. That was Gufa de Takana. When Chazal said, no, you must light near Chanukah in order to do Pirsumei Nisa. In other words, if you could come up with a Hecha Timsa where lighting candles wouldn't be a Pirsumei Nisa, then maybe then there is no mitzvah.
Yes, what does Hecha Timsa mean?
Hecha Timsa, you come up with a hypothetical,
scenario. That's just supposing that you could have a...
That's just the yeshivish language, yeah.
I like that, I like buzzwords, yeshivish buzz. But so you're saying is that if you could light the candles
The question is, the nafkamina is, if there's a scenario where I could light candles without Pirsumei Nisa, is there a mitzvah or not?
Of course it is. Imagine you're in a room without windows. I mean, it's clear.
Yeah, but I'm saying it, but what do you mean windows? You're lighting outside.
Oh.
We're talking about Bismana Gemara now. I didn't get to Bismana Zeh.
Uh-huh.
We're a long way off from there.
I see.
Bismana Gemara, I'm only talking.
Uh-huh.
So that seems to be the debate between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam seems to say you can't separate the two. An act of Amaisa Hadlaka without Pirsumei Nisa is a zero. It's a nothing.
Yes.
It's a negative. It's no mitzvah. Hence, it's a bracha levatola.
Yes.
And according to the Rashba, no, what are you talking about? Of course there's a mitzvah. To do the mitzvah in the ideal way, we do it before Tichel Regel Min Hashuk. But if you're stuck now, it's after Tichel Regel Min Hashuk, so of course you continue lighting. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rashba. It seems to be the issue. And Tosis is mesupik about it, so Tosis seems to be in doubt. Tosis seems to be in doubt which one is right. Therefore, he says to lie with... So according to Tosis, you'd lie without a bracha. According to the Rambam, there's no point in lighting at all. He's saying, like, there's no mitzvah, so don't...
Yes.
And according to the Rashba, you lie with a bracha. Tosis is mesupik, so therefore, if you're in doubt, then there's no harm. Light without a bracha. So if the Rashba is right, so then I get the mitzvah. If the Rashba is wrong, so I don't get the mitzvah. I don't make a bracha levatola. So
no harm. Then.
Yeah. So that seems to be. I said those are the facts. The facts are that according to the Rambam, you can't light anymore So I'm just saying, so that seems to be the issue in the Machlokes.
Okay, so look, according to Rashba, is there a separate mitzvah, Pirsumei Nisa? Or is there those sorts?
Yeah, well, it's
so there are two mitzvahs.
Right, well, because clearly...
And you can join them all you need.
Exactly, clearly Pirsumei Nisa is maybe it's a Derech Kali, like everything about Chanukah. Like, for instance, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, we don't paskin this way, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden's opinion is, see, generally when we make brachas, they're not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. When I put on my talus in the morning, tefillin in the morning, of course I make a bracha, but if I don't, it's still a go.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Yes.
But by near Chanukah, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, if you don't make a bracha, you don't get
nothing.
The mitzvah. Why not? Why is near Chanukah different? Because he says, because the whole purpose of near Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. So how do I know you're lighting candles for Chanukah? Maybe I'm lighting because it's dark in the room, you want to read, you have some other, you like lights in the room. So by Dafka, the bracha shows you are doing L'shem Chanukah, L'shem Pirsumei Nisa. So therefore, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, if you light candles without a bracha, you don't get the mitzvah. Because,
sorry, Kutri Rav Yaakov Emden is a woman, lights Shabbos candles, without a bracha, has she done nothing? Maybe she's lighting it to see the room better.
I said he specifically says it by near Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa.
But
Shabbos is a different...
It could be Shalom Bayis.
Shabbos has nothing to do with it. Shabbos, he doesn't say it by Shabbos. Near Chanukah is totally different. It's also Lishtamei Shora. Shabbos, you're supposed to get benefit from the candles.
Uh-huh.
But my point is, I'm just bringing out, so we see already, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that Pirsumei Nisa plays a greater aspect in this mitzvah than other, that's so much so, that not even, I'm saying it's similar to the Rambam in the way we're learning the Rambam,
yes.
That the Rambam would say, if there's no, Rambam doesn't spell this out, but what seems to come out according to the Rambam, if there's no Pirsumei Nisa, you don't light at all. Kind of like Rabbi Yaakov Emden saying, if you light without a bracha, you've done nothing because you haven't done Pirsumei Nisa. So they seem to be working, independent points, but they seem to have the same, according to me, the same yisod, that you can't separate the Maisa Hadlaka with the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa.
Yes.
And this issue seems to be a suffix according to Tosis. Tosis isn't sure, Bizman HaGemara, therefore he's a good compromise to lie without so he would try to lie without a bracha then.
Yes.
So we can't ask them because today it's a different mitzvah. So Tosis already points out Bizman HaZeh, meaning during his time, Bizman HaZeh, not Bizman HaZeh now. Yeah. Tosis already points out Bizman HaZeh, during his time, the mitzvah has changed already. That is because the Gemara is...
Tosfos said already, huh?
What?
Tosfos said.
Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara, because the Gemara says, "Uvashas sakana," in a time of danger, "Meiniach al shulchan avidaya." So Tosfos says, "Bisman hazeh," it's a different shaila, because maybe today he says that even if you miss tichla regel min hashuk, but maybe the nature of the mitzvah changed. In other words, "Bisman haGemara," clearly Pirsumei Nisa was for the outside of the outside of the house, but people from the outside.
Yes.
According to Tosis, Bizman HaZeh, when we move the candles inside, the nature of Pirsumei Nisa changed, and therefore it's for the inside. So therefore, it has nothing to do with how many people. So therefore, that's what Tosis suggests, and that could change everything if we work with this Tosis. And then the time, let's say you come back late at night and no one's up today, but you're lighting inside. So the question is, how far do you take it, and do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? If you come back 2 a.m. and there's no one on the street and there's no one up in your house, could you light near Chanukah?
Maybe I could do it for myself.
Yeah, no, so that's what we're suggesting. So according to Tosis is saying the mitzvahs change, and therefore...
I'm mefarsem to me.
You're correct. Right, so that's the further question. Does a mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa for the inside of the home, is that limited? Are you enough, or you need other people? That's a further discussion,
yes,
within how liberal we're going to get or how strict, depending on which way we're looking at it. But that's going to be a major discussion, and it comes up all the time.
Uh-huh.
You come back at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, you haven't lit yet.
So how do we?
How do we? You want a pass? You want a psak?
If you want to,
I'll give you a psak that we could go into. We could go into the sugya much more later on. But I'll give you the bottom line if you want now.
I presume that the way if there is a psak, it means that I'm asking your personal that the gedolim now have more or less reached a consensus.
No, well, yeah, may not be true. I thought you were asking me what I think.
No, I'm not asking you the paskin for me.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No. Just asking. Is there? Just generally.
I'd say there's yesh v'yesh.
Ah, okay.
So why go with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who says, among others, he's just the one who I spoke when Chaim was here. So he says yes.
Yes,
you do make a bracha.
And it's still a go.
Yeah, because even let's say someone did almana, someone lives alone, and you're telling me they can never light Hanukkah candles.
Oh, okay. So that's either interesting.
Again, there's yesh v'yesh, and some would tell you. Some would say wake up other people in the house to do it.
Yeah, I guess how do you hold?
Yeah, so I'm saying I'm not a big fan of waking up other people. I'd say is when you get home, you lie to make a bracha. That's my shita.
Interesting. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Okay. You weren't asking me. Yeah. But either way, we'll have to continue then.
Good. Thank you.
So here's my latest plan of attack.